From I Will Bear Witness, A Diary of the Nazi Years, by Victor Klemperer. It was after midnight. I thought, just sleep. We're alive. Tonight we'll have peace and quiet. Now just put your mind at rest. As she lay down, Eva said, But this glass in my bed! I heard her stand up, clear away the glass, and then I was already asleep. After a while, it must have been after 1 o'clock, Eva said,
Air raid warning.
I didn't hear anything.
Definitely. It wasn't loud. They're going around with hand sirens. There's no electricity.
We stood up. Frau Stühle called at our door.
Air raid warning.
And we hurried downstairs. The street was as bright as day and almost empty. Fires were burning. The storm was blowing as before. Eva was 2 steps ahead of me. We came to the entrance hall of number 3. At that moment, a big explosion nearby. I kneeled, pressing myself up against the wall, close to the courtyard door. When I looked up, Eva had disappeared. In front of me lay a large, unrecognizable open space. In the middle of it, an enormous crater. Bangs, as light as day, explosions. I had no thoughts. I wasn't even afraid. I was simply tremendously exhausted. I think I was expecting the end. After a moment, I scrambled over some vaulting or a step or a parapet into the open, threw myself into the crater, lay flat on the ground for a while, then clambered up one side of the crater over the edge into a telephone kiosk. Someone called out,
This way, Herr Klemperer!
In the demolished little lavatory building close by stood Eisenmann Sr. with little Shoshi in his arms.
I don't know where my wife is. I don't know where my wife and the other children are. It's getting too hot. The wooden paneling is burning. Over there, the hall of the Reichsbank building.
We ran into a hall. It was surrounded by flames, but looked soft.